I'm going to burst two bubbles this morning because many misunderstand the teaching of our Lord Jesus in the parable that we hear today. The first bubble is that we all want to hear the Lord Jesus saying to us, if you nag God long enough, God will give you whatever you want. Isn't that what we hear? But that's not what's in the gospel. What is really here is something so much more profound. I want to point out, first of all, that the Lord Jesus put the parable in the context of a court. And there's a judge. And there's the widow who comes to the judge and asks for justice. What is justice? Justice is what I deserve. Now, when you think of it in this context, when we come before the judgment seat of God, God is the judge. Do we really want to ask God, give to me what I deserve? Think about this for a moment. Give to me, God, what I deserve from the times that I miss Sunday masses. Give me what I deserve. Give me what I deserve for the times when I stubbed my toes and I call your name out in vain. Give me what I deserve for that. Is that what we ask the judge? At the end of the days when we stand before the judgment seat of God, do we really want to ask for what we deserve? Give me justice. That's what it is. Give me what I deserve. For the time when I disobeyed my parents growing up, and then as they get older, I get annoyed by them. And then when I'm even older, I ignore them. Give me what I deserve. For the time when I look at other human beings with lust, using them as a thing for my gratification. For those times, God, give me what I deserve. Give me justice. Is that what we would ask God for? Think about this. How about for the times that I lied and cheated? Cheated my employers out of the hours that I'm supposed to work. Cheat my employees out of the pays that they should be getting. How about those times? Do we ask God for what we deserve? Do we ask God for what we deserve? For maybe we have voted in officials that are about to make California the place where everybody can come and kill their baby and we pay for them all. Can we stand before God and say, give me what I deserve? I voted them in. Is that what we ask for? Do we really want to ask God for justice? My brothers and sisters, I told you I'm going to bust the bubbles. Listen to what the Lord says. It's scary. When you think of it in this context, Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he, God, will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. Boy, my advice to you all is, don't ask God for what you deserve. It will come speedily. Let's ask God for the blessings that we don't deserve. And what is that, my brothers and sisters? That's the definition of mercy. So as we listen to the gospel this morning, we remind each other, you know what? Be careful. Don't ask God for justice. Ask God for mercy. The second bubble that I'm going to burst having to do with the adversary here. Well, this is one of the reasons why. I mean, isn't it true that all of us, when we hear this, we are thinking of, boy, wouldn't it be great? Isn't it great that God is going to give us justice? And that means that our enemies are going to get it. They will get punished by God because, after all, that's what they deserve. It feels good. And this is what we think of. That's what I think of. That's why I love that series of movies, Die Hard. I know there's a lot of violence. But in those movies, the bad guys get it at the end. The bad guys get to die the most horrific deaths. And I watch it and I go, yes. Of course, the whole time I know it's a movie. Come on. They get a little sense of satisfaction watching the enemies, the bad guys, get punished, get what they deserve. So this is one of the senses that we get from this gospel, right? If I nag God long enough, God will give me what I want, and my enemies are going to be punished by God, get what they deserve. But that's not what the gospel said. That's not what the Lord Jesus said at all. If we listen carefully, we will hear Jesus saying nothing about the adversary. That I will give you swift justice for you. I will give you what you deserve. But he said nothing about the adversary. Why, my brothers and sisters? Because he wants to leave room for the adversaries to ask for mercy. And by the way, who are our adversaries anyway? Think about it in our life today. Who's our adversaries? Some of us may say, well, that bad guy, Putin. Okay, he's a bad guy, Putin, but he's all the way over there in Russia. He makes me angry, okay? But is he really your direct adversary? Not really, right? Oh, take it closer to home. For those of us who are Democrats, you say, my adversary is Trump. Okay? For those of us who are Republicans, we say, our adversary is who? Biden. Pelosi. Right? But really, they go in and they go out of our lives. They have their own lives to live. They have their own answer that they have to provide to God. Are they really our adversaries? In some sense, yes. But in the most practical sense, not really. Who are our adversaries, my brothers and sisters? when you think about it really closely, it's my wife. It's my husband. It's my children. It's my mother-in-law. When we think carefully, it turns out, on a practical level, my adversaries are the people I love and the people who love me. Now we get it right. Do I want to ask God for justice for me? No. Do I want to ask God for justice for my adversary? No. I want to ask for mercy. Not what I deserve. Not what they deserve. But the blessing, the forgiveness that God can give. We don't deserve it, but we'll take it. The last statement that the Lord made in the gospel this morning, my brothers and sisters, is one of the most pitiful statements that the Lord Jesus made. He said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" He was lamenting, he was watching, and he senses it. At the end of the time, at the end of the day, will you still believe in me? Will their people have faith? He's lamenting because he sees a lot of people will fall away, will no longer remember him, will no longer believe in him. The only two other times that was so pitiful was the time in the Garden of Gethsemane when he sweat blood and tears and said to God, "Father, take this cup away from me, but your will be done." And the other time that is as pitiful as this is when he was on the cross saying, "I thirst." Here he says to us, at the end of it all, will I find faith on earth? My brothers and sisters, we cannot speak for Putin. We cannot speak for Pelosi or Biden or Trump. We cannot even speak for our own children. Each individual has to speak for himself and herself. What do you say today? Let's pray that each and every one of us, as we worship our God in this Eucharist, whisper to God as you receive Holy Communion today. Say, "Lord Jesus, even when there's nobody to believe in you, I do.